Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Hey there, what's up? Welcome. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're up to, thank you for joining me. My name is Chris Guillebeau, your host of Side Hustle School every single day since January 1, 2017. And this is our Throwback Thursday segment. It's a segment where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. Now, of course, we have a lot of archives, more than 1,800 episodes so far, well over, 1,200 or 1,300 stories, something like that. And the 2022 series of Throwback Thursday is off to a strong start. Last week, we heard from the co-founder of Australia's leading dental blog. He's actually creating a dental empire of Australia. Brace yourself. This empire has expanded beyond e-commerce to include blogging and affiliate income. Today, in our latest feature, we'll hear from Chelsea Opare-Otto, founder of Not Your Mother's Resume. What is that? Well, it is Not Your Mother's Resume. She's going to tell us more about it. We first featured Chelsea in December 2020, but a lot has happened since then. So let's hear directly from her, and I'll come back at the end to wrap us up.
Hey, it's Chelsea Opariato, the owner and chief resume writer of Not Your Mother's Resume. I'm from Aurora, Illinois, in the Chicago suburbs, and I was featured on episode 1450, Recruiter Gives Pink Slip to Boring Resumes. Not Your Mother's Resume has helped job seekers double their salaries, achieve $40,000 pay increases, and land six-figure offers from companies like Google, Facebook, and Amazon through my fresh approach to resume writing. Basically, I drop the boring cliches and create memorable resumes with fierce branding statements, strong language, and accomplishment-packed bullet points. I help job seekers say goodbye to snooze-news resumes from the fresh prints era, and hello to increased interview requests and job offers. I started my business in November 2019. I actually had the idea on a Friday, and by Monday morning, I launched my Instagram page announcing that I was open for business. I started with nothing more than an idea and a name. Within 10 days, I accepted my first client. My LLC, website, and logo didn't come until 6 months later. My day job is in recruiting. I've worked as a recruiter for the past 7 years, which involves searching for candidates, reviewing resumes, interviewing applicants, and making hiring decisions. As you can imagine, my recruiting career has definitely given me an insider look into the job search process and industry standards. Basically, I know all of the resume rules and I know when to break them. Since I was last featured on the show, my business has more than doubled. I've also invested in my own growth and development by taking resume writing classes, entrepreneurship classes, and working with a new business mentor. My day job has also evolved. I accepted a tech recruiting position with Amazon in May. The biggest challenge I'm facing is support. I'm currently the owner, manager, resume writer, marketing strategist, and everything in between. I have considered hiring support, but I'm not ready to take the leap quite yet. My clients enjoy working with me directly, so I'll continue to run my business that way until it's no longer sustainable. My advice for someone who wants to follow in my footsteps is to just do it. Don't overthink the process, the prices, the business name, the brand, or whatever else. All of that can be changed later, and it will probably evolve anyways. Definitely don't overthink your talent. You don't need to be the best at something to consult in that space. You just need to have the tools to solve a challenge for your ideal client. Finally, make sure you find your tribe. People who work in your industry are not your competition, they are your colleagues. Join associations, form partnerships, and collaborate with industry leaders whenever possible. Not Your Mother's Resume continues to grow. and I'm confident that growth isn't slowing down anytime soon. I hope to release digital products for individuals who want expert advice as opposed to done-for-you resume services.
Awesome. I love the pitch. The pitch is I help job seekers say goodbye to snooze-news resumes from the Fresh Prince era. That was quite a long time ago. Fresh Prince era. That's a throwback. Speaking of Throwback Thursday. And say hello to increased interview requests and job offers. Well done. Thanks so much, Chelsea. Really appreciate you sharing those updates with us. Listeners, check out Not Your Mother's Resume, also known as Not Your Mother's Resume, at notyourmother'sresume.com. Convenient how the website matches the business name. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured this year. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, I'd love to know that as well. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. All right, that's it for today. I am cheering you on, whatever you're up to. Hang in there. Let's make this an amazing year. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.